Welcome to Fab Fine and 45 podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I wish you a very happy new month. Happy March. I hope this month brings to you every single thing that you hope for. And if you had any resolutions that you haven't started in January or February, it's a new month, a new day, and it's always a new beginning. As long as you're here and you're alive, you can always start again. As always, I'm hoping that, you know, on this podcast we'll continue to talk about, you know, relationships, marriage, divorce, matters around infertility and paths to parenthood. I aim to share my experiences and invite others to share theirs in hopes that we can talk about this seemingly difficult conversations and try to normalize and make the conversations easier. You know, most of these conversations that I want to talk about on this podcast are usually things that, you know, people find hard to talk about, but I want people to come to a place of comfort, you know, a place of healing and wholeness by having these conversations. I hope that on this journey we can all get to a place of healing and togetherness, and know that we are fabulous, we are fine, and we are fortified by the strengths we gained from the experiences and the journeys we have been on. So thank you guys for tuning in. Like I said in my last episode, this is the series on life after divorce. The first part of this was just the general, like, you know, what happens right after your divorce, what do you expect, the things that you think would happen, if at all you thought about them. Just to reiterate, I am not advocating divorce, but there are people that have been through this, there are people that are currently going through this, and there are people that would still go through this. I just want them to find a place to listen, talk, share, you know, have these conversations, and just feel comfortable and know that they're not alone. And for those that might be thinking about it, you know, this is a space for you to hear people's stories and know if it's really something you'd like to do, or, you know, it might be a deterrent to not even do it. So thank you for tuning in this week. So for this second part of life after divorce, we're talking about the healing process. You know, when relationships end, healing can take a while, but like a lot of people say, it doesn't have to be a long, dragged out journey and a terrible process. It doesn't have to be any of that. It can be easy. It can be, I don't know if easy is the word, but it doesn't have to be terrible. You don't have to beat up yourself for the things that happened, you know, during the marriage or during the divorce, because at the end of the day, you know, you've got to a stage now where this has happened, and it's not, there isn't really much you can do to change the situation now. You can only, you know, move on from where you are. So I've been having these conversations with a couple of people, and I'd like to share some of the things that people said have helped them get to a place of healing, hoping that you as a listener, you know, if you haven't already done any of this, I'm hoping that it will help you, and also you might share with someone, you know, that is going through some kind of breakup or needs some kind of healing, maybe not necessarily divorce, just someone that needs to, like, heal from something that they're experiencing or they've experienced. Some of the things I've learned and some of the things that people have said is that, you know, they've lived life like they would want to if they were not married. You know, the things they wanted to do that maybe because of marriage they were unable to do, because of kids they were unable to do, you know, they will start to live their life and, you know, do the things that they enjoy. They keep themselves busy. It might take some time, but, you know, they try to keep themselves busy, you know, find yourself again, you know, do the things that you enjoy, go to places that you always wanted to go to, and then try to forgive, they say. That's a separate, you know, episode on its own, of forgiveness after a divorce, but, you know, that's one of the things that people have talked about that helped them to heal. In my case, I kept myself really busy. I kept myself busy. I did things that I enjoyed. I made new friends. You know, I tried new things. I started this podcast, and this kept me busy, kept my mind occupied. And before I knew it, I didn't hurt as much anymore. I was okay. I wasn't, like, you know, because most of my hurt didn't come from the divorce or the separation. It just came from many other things around that situation, because, you know, it wasn't a case of You know, I already knew something like that would happen based on the circumstances that led to the time. So my healing process was not healing from the actual divorce. It was healing from more things that surrounded that, and more things that, you know, that happened during the course of that and after that. So it's, you know, I say again, you know, try to enjoy yourself and live life. A few people have also said that, you know, again, talking to people and some professionals that I've spoken to, they said it's important to go through the 5 stages of grief. You know, I'm not sure if, you know, everybody understands what the 5 stages of grief is, but I would, you know, just, you know, read out some of the things that people have said. I think they say that it's go through the denial process. I think it's denial process. I've got it written down somewhere, and I'm just going to get it out for you. And it's just, you know, it's just experiencing, allowing yourself to experience all of those feelings. So it's denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. So as long as you allow yourself to go through all of this, like, you know, I'm not a professional, and every opinion that I share here are personal opinions of mine, conversations I've had with other people, and, you know, just general discussions and general things I've read from the books I read and the resources that I get ready for the podcast. So the 5 stages of grief, like I was saying, is denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Once you allow yourself to go through the stages, you know, you're denying that, oh, this didn't happen, no, this is definitely not happening, we're going to make up, and things like that. Once you've taken yourself past that first line, you've taken yourself past the line of getting really angry, and allow yourself to feel anger. Get angry if you must, you know, get angry, cry, moan, complain if you must. It doesn't matter. Take the time that you need to heal. No one should tell you how long your healing process should last for. You yourself knows that you shouldn't leave it too long, but, you know, it is not in anyone's hands to tell you how long to heal for. And then you can, you know, you can get the stage of bargaining, the stage of depression, and finally you get to the stage of acceptance, which is where we all want to get to. Acceptance. It is very, very important that we get to the state of acceptance, where we know that this has happened and there is nothing. You know, you've gone through the denial, the anger, the bargaining, you know, you've gone through the whole depression and all of that. But when you get to a place of acceptance, it's not necessarily, you know, a happy or uplifting stage of grief. It doesn't mean that you're not grieving or the loss anymore or anything. You've just come to the acceptance that this has happened and there is nothing I can do at the moment to change it. This is just the way things are going to have to be now, and just find a way to feel, to just find a way to move on from that, and just know that, you know, life as you knew it is different, and you need to make adjustments, necessary adjustments, to carry on with your life and to do things differently. Do things that, you know, that make you happy. Know that you're by yourself, away from that person now. And please do not close your mind to love. Going through a divorce or being a divorcee is not the worst thing that can happen to anyone, and doesn't mean that you can never find love again. Because it didn't work with one person, doesn't mean it can never work with another person. Do not let yourself get to a place where you just shut the door to every single form of love. Allow yourself to feel love. You know, you may feel like, you know, you may feel betrayed and all of that, but allow yourself, once you get to the stage of acceptance, to feel love again, and to know that you are not alone in this journey. There are other people that have experienced this, and you can always learn from them, and you can always pick what you've done. You know, look through the events that led to the divorce, pick the things that you might have done wrong, and try to adjust them. See where you've gone wrong. Do not, you know, be the one to think the other party was the one that was wrong the whole time. You must have played a part. We all play a part. Sometimes not as much as the other person, sometimes a little part, but in any case, we played a part. Once we've been able to assess all of those things and come to the acceptance that this is it, this has happened, and nothing is, you know, this is just what it is at the end of the day, and come to the acceptance and realization of living life as we now have it, living life as the new normal, I think, you know, things will change and we would become happier and better people for ourselves, and where kids are involved, for the kids, and for the greater good of, you know, of everyone around us, and especially, I repeat, for ourselves. Again, allow yourself to grieve as much as you need to, but always make sure that you allow yourself to get to the space of acceptance as quickly as you can. Comfortably do so at a time and a pace that is comfortable for you. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this week's episode has been insightful, and if you have any questions, if you have any suggestions and topics on the podcast, please send me an email to fabfortis@gmail.com. Again, that's fabfine, F-O-R-T-I-E-S @gmail.com. Take care and have a fantastic week, and I'll be back again next week, Monday, same time. Take care.